Well, I always enjoy catching up with Donna Palumba, even though it's always on the subject of serious business. She is the founder and leader at Jane Doe No More, providing survivor-led programs, education, advocacy, support. Donna came at forming Jane Doe No More, envisioning a society that no longer spreads doubt, instills fear, casts shame, or places blame on survivors of sexual crimes. And we have got some great things to talk about in terms of how you, as our listeners this morning, could support the agency and either get them a little bit more in terms of support donations, or if you're a golfer or a loved one or no one and you want to get involved in supporting Jane Doe No More, then for another few days, we can also help save you some money. We'll talk all about that after we talk about my aching feet. That's right. I've had it. I'll tell you, if you've experienced the pain and discomfort of plantar fasciitis like I do, you're going to want to get to know the Center for Cancer Care at Griffin Hospital in Derby, because they're providing an evidence-based, non-invasive treatment for that condition. Low-dose radiation therapy is a painless procedure that can significantly reduce inflammation and alleviate discomfort and improve mobility in patients with plantar fasciitis. The outpatient treatment is non-invasive, and it's a great option for individuals who have not found relief through more traditional approaches like medication, physical therapy, or injections. For more information about low-dose radiation technology for plantar fasciitis, you can call Griffin Hospital at 203-732-1280, or just get your journey toward happier feet started at griffinhealth.org. All right. Well, we are here on the line right now with our friends from Jane Doe No More. Donna, thank you so much for being part of the program.
Oh, John, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
So it's an exciting time over the next few days, and a great way for people to get to know and support your program while actually boosting the amount of support that the agency will get. So let's start off educating people a little bit about you and what Jane Doe No More is all about, and we'll educate them on how they can make their money go even further in support.
Fabulous. So Jane Doe No More was started in 2007, and it was born from my personal experience as a survivor of a horrific home invasion and sexual assault. And it was truly the re-victimization afterwards that led me to found the organization. I was thrown into a world I knew nothing about, and those that were sworn to protect and serve and were trained did not do what they should, which caused really a lot of psychological, physical, and all kinds of different issues for me. And as I understood more about these crimes, I realized how stigmatized they are, that most victims of sexual assault are younger than 21 years old, that most will never report, and suffering in silence after you have been traumatized in this way by this horrific crime is something that is very difficult, and it's lifelong. And so we want to, at Jane Doe No More, empower survivors to find their voice, which will help them advance their healing. And then we have amazing survivors that go on to educate others in schools, in communities, in police departments, working with first responders. So we have several programs, all of which are at no cost to participants. Starting as young as 5 years old, we have a program called Safety for Me for ages 5 to 11 years old, boys and girls who will understand more about safe and unsafe touch. We're helping to build their confidence, build their self-esteem, so that if something is happening to them, they'll recognize it and tell a trusted adult. And that is so important because prevention is obviously the best case scenario. We also have programs
Donna, let's talk more about that because I'm sure as soon as anyone who loves and cares about a young person between 5 and 11 heard you, they're wondering how that all works. How does that, that's a pretty broad age range. So I have to believe that maybe the curriculum or the messaging is, quite diverse between those who are counseling 5, 6, 7 year olds versus those counseling 10 and 11 year olds.
Right. It's broken up into those two kind of categories. And you can learn more about this program and any of our programs by going to janedoenomore.org. We have a program page for each of our programs that go into more detail about how you can potentially get involved and have your school or your community organization bring this program your town.
Excellent. You mentioned before we went on the air that your organization is known around the state because it is helping to bring threat recognition and self-defense skills to hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yes, yes. We have partnered with East Coast Training System since 2009, and over 6,000 women and girls have gone through this self-defense four-hour class, which we hold usually once a month, and we go all over the state of Connecticut to different venues, and it's for women and girls ages 12 and older. There's no other requirements, and you just need to register. It's at no cost, and it truly is an empowering class. It's all about awareness and some tips to keep you safe, and if the unfortunate occurs, how you could use some of these techniques, these skills to enable escape.
And now, over the course of our partnership with you here on For the People over nearly 20 years, and I can't wait to celebrate that landmark next year with you. Over this time, so much has changed. And one of the more recent visits that we had with another incredible representative of Jane Doe No More helped focus on how you're also supporting here in June, Pride Month, the LGBTQ plus community, because they, those community members have other specific stigmas that are also factoring in when they are victims.
That is so true. The crimes of sexual assault, sexual abuse of children, of rape of adults, it does not discriminate. And it is so difficult to begin with, but then layer in the LGBTQ factor or the fact that you're a male or a young boy, and it just adds more complications because of the misunderstanding. And that's what we're trying to do, is help dispel these myths and stigmas and help educate so that everyone is better informed. And we believe that everyone has a role to play in this fight against sexual crimes.
You know, you guys really introduced a groundbreaking initiative 3 or 4 years ago with peer-to-peer mentoring and counseling, and in some cases, we heard instances where men and women in their 50s and 60s and even in their 70s started to talk about and come to final grips with the trauma of their youth or young adulthood decades and decades later.
That's so true, John. It's unbelievable. As I had mentioned, so many suffer in silence, and that is true for decades. I believe that the average age I read recently of someone disclosing is 52 years old. So holding that in for that length of time is just, it's a burden that doesn't have to be that way. And unfortunately, it could affect every aspect of your life and the decisions you make. So the sooner that we can encourage and empower these victims to come forward and become survivors, the better. And we do not provide counseling services. We are more about education and prevention. And we believe by sharing our stories that others can realize that it's okay. They're not alone. They can come forward and that there is a path forward. Truly, I started Jane Doe No More to provide hope for others.
Mm. Certainly, a sea change arrived at the advent of the Me Too movement. How much do you see that revolutionary change in individuals' willingness to come forward and name names and not only seek help, but to also seek some justice as supporting the work that you're doing?
Well, I have to say, we've come far, but we haven't come far enough, not nearly far enough. And and even today, you'll see, victims that are re-victimized all too often, that we need to make it safe for them to come forward, to name names, and to get these perpetrators off the street. Still, most perpetrators will never spend a day in jail, by far the majority. So they continue to reoffend. And that is just wrong. So, we've made progress, but there's a lot more progress that needs to be made. And, Jane Doe No More is at the forefront. We have 72 survivors on our Survivor Speak team. We are in schools and communities, and we are sharing our personal experience so that others can understand these types of crimes better and how they may be able to become an active bystander if they're even witnessing something, how to get involved safely to intervene, all kinds of different things that they can do to help.
Yeah, certainly back in 2007 when this whole thing started with Jane Doe No More and you, law enforcement and the judicial system were still kind of treetops, responders maybe being a separate one. Thanks in great part to the work of you and other leaders in agencies like yours, a lot has changed for the better in terms of both all parties working together, from the emergency dispatchers and telecommunicators who may first get the call or the text or the message that someone needs help, to those first responders, both the emergency medical and law enforcement, and then carrying the process through on behalf of the victim into the judicial system and then beyond to the kind of support and counseling that Jane Doe No More can still provide. It's got to be gratifying to look back and see how far that story arc has advanced, thanks to, in great part, the work you're doing, Donna.
Well, thank you, John. And it's true, that victim-centered approach where all the professionals work together to serve that victim is the best way. It's the healthiest way to proceed forward. And, when my perpetrator was found 11 years after the crime, he wasn't able to be arrested for the crime of rape because of a statute of limitations. And I'm happy to say that I advocated for a change in the law. And in 2007, the year I started Jane Doe No More, I went to Hartford and advocated with legislators, and the governor at the time, M. Jody Rell, signed into law the removal of the statute of limitations on sexual crimes with DNA evidence. And my case was the impetus for that law. So grateful for the support of the Connecticut legislation to make that change. And it's been, very helpful for victims from 2007 going forward.
Mm. Well, everything we've talked about provides great evidence as to why people who might be listening or checking out the podcast should consider supporting Jane Doe No More. And there's two great opportunities we want to close our conversation with. The first is, if you're a golfer or you know or love one, there's an opportunity coming up for the next few days to save a little bit of money and supporting Jane Doe No More by signing up right away for their upcoming golf tournament. Let's get some more on that, Donna.
Sure. So our annual golf tournament, and this is going to be our 19th annual, is coming up on Monday, September 14th this year at Western Hills in Waterbury. And registration is open. We're also seeking sponsorships. And there is an early bird special that's running now through June 30th for a foursome or an individual golfer. And you can find out all the information at janedonomore.org.
And you don't have to be a golfer or somebody who loves one to also maximize support to Jane Doe No More, thanks to some really, really important program sponsors and benefactors. Anyone who donates a dollar can see a measurable bump in that dollar. Let's talk about that add-on benefit that folks can get for the next few days.
Yes, yes, from now, so it's actually the next 10 days, from now till June 28th, we are part of the Birdies for Charity 2026 Travelers Championship campaign, where thanks to Webster Bank and Aetna, every dollar that is donated to our organization is immediately bumped up by 15%. And there are no processing fees that they charge us. So we get an additional 15% added to your donation today through June 28th. So it's really a perfect time to support Jane Doe No More.
And of course, we don't say it enough. This is a 501c3 nonprofit. Even though you're making that donation over the next few days, to add 15% on through this recent program, you're also able to utilize the tax advantage of donating to this very worthy nonprofit. So we hope that you will support Jane Doe No More, this survivor-led and fully inclusive organization that can help to support individuals who are victims of sexual crimes, no matter how old you were when it happened or how long ago it's been. Jane Doe No More is a place that you can go to find a welcoming, caring organization that can help you navigate your way past that trauma. So I want to really thank you. Donna Palumba is their founder and leader, and you can reach them or find out more about them, volunteer for them, donate to them, golf with them. It's at janedoenomore.org. Thank you so much, Donna, for being part of the program today.
John, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.